break, but it was well deserved. So, back to this case, Mr. Guzman, 2021-123. I will entertain a motion if there's no more discussion.
He had left.
I make a note that the professor is gone.
Not lost.
It's gone. Alrighty.
I'm going to make a motion in this case to bring this case back next month when we have a little bit more information. I request more and make a motion for the board to be able to access the professional standards investigation for better clarity, being there's two cases within one. So a motion to rehear this case next month.
Thank you, Colonel. Do we hear a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, see guys saying aye.
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 All opposed, going to say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Bacon. Thank you, Mr. Guzman, for your presence today. We'll see you next month. Okay.
Can I have a question, the board?
Sure.
Would there be any, do you want supplemental briefs or any issues clarified that we can
provide? I would ask that you work with Mr. Duran on that, and we just need to get some clarification for the best interests of our consistency, also you, Mr. Guzman, so on your behalf. Thank you, Ms. Bacon. Did I answer that properly?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Moving on. Next case, 2021-141. Mr. Duran, back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Arizona Post staff and the respondent, Arturo Valenzuela Rodriguez, offer the attached consent agreement for your review and approval. Respondent was formerly employed by the Avondale Police Department. He is not represented by counsel. To my knowledge, he is not present today. On March 31st, 2021, respondent was on duty in Avondale when he was dispatched to check on a suspicious vehicle. Respondent did locate the vehicle. He ran the license plate and contacted the male and female occupants of the vehicle. However, despite having made contact with the vehicle and the occupants, respondent cleared the call as a number three or an unable to locate. When questioned by his supervisor, respondent also told his supervisor he had been unable to locate the suspicious vehicle. Later, during the same shift, respondent recontacted his supervisor, and admitted to being dishonest about the suspicious vehicle call. Avondale PD sustained policy violations against respondent, and he was terminated. The parties to the consent agreement agreed that respondent's actions are in violation of post rules, specifically A8 and A12. The parties proposed that the board suspend respondent's peace officer certification for a period of 12 months, with the effective dates as listed in the agreement. This proposal is in with the range of permissible discipline for peace officers who have committed similar misconduct, and I'm happy to answer any factual questions.
Thank you, Mr. Duran. Comments, questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to accept the proposed consent agreement for a 12-month suspension of Mr. Valenzuela Rodriguez's peace officer certification beginning August 3rd, 2021 and ending August 3rd, 2022.
Good. Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Sir, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, I say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2020-111. Mr. Brackdell, over there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I will be presenting the next seven consent agreements, and Ms. Cody will be the IA on these seven cases. The first one is the Jonathan Jackson matter. In front of you in your board packet is a consent agreement. This case, the Jackson case, is directly related to the next case, the Samuel Rutledge case. The Samuel Rutledge case is agenda item H6. Because they involve the same incident on the same day with the same officers, I'm going to summarize for cases of brevity on both. In both the Jackson consent agreement and the Rutledge consent agreement, the proposed recommendation the parties have agreed to is a suspension to lapse because of a failure to take appropriate action during the arrest of a suspect who was in medical distress. Both respondents, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Rutledge, are former police officers with the Tucson Police Department. Both resigned from the Tucson Police Department in June of 2020. and both of their certifications have been inactive since then. Both are represented by Mr. Mike Story, and he is not present here today, nor remotely. He was unable to attend. And neither Mr. Jackson or Mr. Rutledge are here either. Nonetheless, we have consent agreements. As far as the background for both, on April 21st, 2020, both officers were on duty, and both officers responded to a call for service of a suspect who was acting crazy, was on drugs, and had no clothes on. After a physical struggle, the suspect was arrested for a misdemeanor warrant. The suspect was in medical distress, and the highlights of those distresses is described in paragraph 3 on page 1 of Mr. Jackson's consent agreement. You may recall that in April, at the April 21st board meeting, that this board took action on Officer Starbuck in case number 20-113. And Officer Starbuck was the third officer who was on this same call for service and whose misconduct is the same as agreed to in these two cases. And in Mr. Starbuck's case, the board voted for and adopted the consent agreement for suspension to lapse. As such, both parties, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Rutledge, agree that their actions are in violation of post rules, specifically Rule 109A8 and A12, and both parties propose in their respective consent agreements that the board impose a suspension to lapse, and the suspension dates are in the consent agreement and they're in the forms of the motions that are available to the board. And I am available to answer any questions, and if not, I think the proper course would be to have one motion on Mr. Jackson and then a separate motion on Mr. Rutledge.
Thank you, Mr. Bracco. Any questions, comments? If not, I'll take the first motion on case 2020-111, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Chairman, T. Vasquez, I move to accept a proposed consent agreement for a suspension till lapse of Mr. Jackson's peace officer certification beginning June 18, 2020 and ending June 19, 2023.
Thank you, Chief. Do I hear a second?
Jamie Kelly.
Got it right over here. Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed and saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next motion, 2020-112. I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to the reference case on Samuel Rutledge, I move to accept the proposed consent agreement for suspension until lapse of Mr. Rutledge peace officer certification beginning June 18, 2020, ending June 19, 2023.
Thank you, sir. Do I hear a second?
Jamie Kelly, second.
Thank you, Jamie. Further discussion? There are none. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, and saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2021-083. Mr. Bracco, back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The respondent in this case is Jonathan Swanson. This is a consent agreement which proposes an 18-month suspension. The respondent, Mr. Swanson, is a former officer with the Mesa Police Department who was terminated by his agency on May 8, 2021. Mr. Swanson does have an attorney, Ms. Catherine Bailey, but she had a calendar conflict and is unable to attend. Mr. Swanson is present today in case the board has any questions of him. A little bit of the background, which is in the consent agreement. Back on May 14, 2020, Officer Swanson was driving his personal car, and while off duty, just in his personal car, he struck a tree in his neighborhood. At the time of the accident, Officer Swanson had some liquor in his system. We do not know how much. Because after the accident happened, he exchanged information with the neighbors in front of, at the house. And he walked home and he consumed some additional alcohol. That information is in the consent agreement. And then Mr. Swanson was disrespectful to the responding officers who investigated the accident. The officers who responded, Mr. Swanson went to the academy with them, so he knew them, but he was disrespectful to them. The responding officers arrested Mr. Swanson for DUI, and he pled to one count of reckless driving. And so this consent agreement reflects that information. The parties agree that Mr. Swanson was in violation of post rules. It's not the hitting the tree in your personal vehicle, and it's not that he had some liquor in his system. It was his conduct afterwards. And what the parties propose is an 18-month suspension for that conduct. And the proposed dates are in the consent agreement, and it's in your form of your motion. So if anyone has any questions of me, I'd be glad to answer.
Any questions for Mr. Brechtel? If not, Mr. Swanson, you're here. Would you like to address the board, or you are?
Only if the board has questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Swanson. Any questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to accept the proposed consent agreement for an 18-month suspension of Mr. Swanson's peace officer certification beginning May 8, 2021 and ending November 6, 2022.
Thank you, Director. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. All opposed, signify by saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2021-114, Mr. Brechtel. Thank you, Mr. Swanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is the Samuel Wood matter. This consent agreement is about the manner in which a deputy who was off duty volunteered to make contact with an armed and suicidal subject. The parties propose a one-month retroactive suspension. The suspension time is consistent with the discipline which was imposed by the deputy's employer, who was the Apache County Sheriff's Department. The parties include the respondent, Deputy Samuel Wood, who is a deputy. He's currently a deputy with the Apache County Sheriff's Department. And Deputy Wood's attorney is Mr. Ed Robina. And Mr. Robina is present here today and can address the board if need be. This consent agreement is about Deputy Wood's conduct on February 5th, 2021. And just to summarize, on that date, a subject called the Apache County Sheriff's Office Police Dispatch. They called the dispatcher, and the subject threatened to commit suicide. The subject said he would kill himself if he did not speak with Deputy Wood. Deputy Wood was off duty, and he was at home when the police dispatch called him. So dispatch for ACSO called this deputy, who's not even working, and he's off duty, and he's at his house. And in fact, it's his day off, and that's just how this call came down. Deputy Wood agreed to volunteer to speak with the suicidal subject on the telephone. While on the phone, the suicidal subject reiterated, he told Deputy Wood that he had a gun and again threatened to harm himself. And Deputy Wood learned that the subject was on foot in his neighborhood. As mentioned, Deputy Wood had consumed some alcohol, was not wearing any identifiable police attire, and had no police identification on him when he stepped outside of his house to engage this individual. The Apache County Sheriff's Office sustained policy violations dealing with the need for safety when volunteering to answer a call for service. And what the Apache County Sheriff's Department concluded was that if you volunteer and if it's not done safely, then it puts other responding officers and others at risk. The parties agree that Deputy Wood's actions are in violation of post rules, and what the proposal to the board is that you impose a one-month retroactive suspension, that you essentially adopt the conclusions of the Apache County Sheriff's Office if you see fit. And the proposed dates would be for retroactive suspension, and they're in the packet. And lastly, just in the consent agreement, it points out that on this was the deputy's day off, and it was at night, late at night. And apparently in Apache County, there is no one on patrol after 8 p.m. And calls for service are called in to the officers to dispatch, who then dispatches whoever is on call. I'm sure some of you who know your outlying counties know that much better than I am articulating. And so just in summary, I think that there is certainly some empathy here, but post perspective is that if you're going to volunteer, that it be done safely, and they're mirroring the judgment and findings of his employer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bracco. Counsel, did you? Okay. All right. Any comments, questions for either counsel? Otherwise, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to accept the proposed consent agreement for 1 month suspension of Mr. Wood's peace officer certification beginning August 4th, 2021 and ending September 2nd, 2021.
Thank you, Colonel. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chief. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motions? Excuse me, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, say saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Counsel. Mr. Bracco, back to you with case 2022-094. Mr. Bracco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the Eli Pyle matter. This is a consent agreement which proposes a six-month suspension because a deputy, while on duty and in 2016, or it was very early in 2017, had sex two times inside a police building. These facts were learned earlier this year when Mr. Pyle retired with his agency, the Pinal County Sheriff's Department, and he applied as a lateral candidate as an investigator with the Pinal County Attorney's Office. And so it was in the hiring process that Mr. Pyle disclosed his actions. Mr. Pyle is not represented by counsel, and he is not present here today. However, we have this proposed consent agreement, which is agreed to. The parties agree that Mr. Pyle's conduct in 2016-2017 are in violation of post rules. The parties propose that the board impose a six-month suspension of peace officer certification as indicated in the consent agreement. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recuse myself from this one.
So noted. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bracco. Any questions, comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, you move to accept a post-consent agreement for a six-month suspension of Mr. Pyle's peace officer certification beginning April 4, 2022 and ending October 4, 2022.
Thank you, Chief. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Colonel. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2021-181. Mr. Bracco, back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. This is the on applicant Christopher Pacino. Dale, would you publish? Thank you. So just as a reminder, this is a denial case. This is a recruit who was in the academy. Just as a reminder, this was brought up last month's meeting. This is the rule that is now in effect. So in this consent agreement is about a recruit who on day number two in the academy was dishonest about the extent of his military service. And please keep in mind that this recruit, Mr. Pacino, he in fact served 8 years in the Marine Corps and had been promoted to the rank of Sergeant E5 and had been honorably discharged in 2019. But Mr. Pacino, on day number two of the academy, during recruit introductions, told academy staff and his classmates that while he was in the Marines, he had been a special forces operator. It turns out that Mr. Pacino's statement was a dishonest one. Academy staff, knowing academy staff, acquired a copy of Mr. Pacino's military records. And yes, it showed that he had honorably served as a Marine for 8 years, but that the military records also confirmed that he had not been a special forces operator. Academy staff confronted Mr. Pacino, who admitted he had been dishonest. He was then terminated from the academy on September 14th, 2021. That was about 9 months ago. Mr. Pacino is not present here today. He hasn't been scheduled to, and he is not here remotely. He did express to me, and I will share it, that he has a he would like a second chance. He is wanting to test for law enforcement. He understands that he was unprepared on that day at the academy when he showed up. He was unprepared mentally. He was unprepared physically. And those facts are in the consent agreement. He showed up with long hair. He showed up with a goatee. He was not prepared. He wants a second opportunity. Post-staff staff this, and although it's not in the consent agreement, our recommendation would be a 12-month denial of the eligibility for certification. And so the recommendation is that the board deny, deny Mr. Pacino's application for certification for a period of time, and specifically 12 months. He was going to ask for 9 months. He said he's ready to go and try again at 9 months, and our recommendation is 12 months.
Thank you, Mr. Brachtel. Questions, comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Brachtel, in your conversation with this particular previous recruit, if you will, did he say why he wasn't prepared?
Yes, and mentally he was felt the need to embellish, and my guess is immaturity. Even though he had been a Marine for 8 years and honorably served, he wasn't ready that day. As we know, when you're doing your recruit introductions in the academy, you talk about yourself, and there is no need to embellish for a Marine who honorably served his country for 8 years, but he did.
Any reference to the hair and goatee?
I didn't ask, to be quite honest. Those were policy violations, but I'm curious.
Well, just a comment. I was never more prepared for anything in my life when I went to the academy, so just curious.
Any further questions, comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Chief.
I move to accept the proposed consent agreement and, in my opinion, deny peace officer certification permanently.
Jamie Kelly, second.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Chief. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2021-169, Mr. Brachtel.
Thank you. This is the Kelsey Morris matter. In your board packet is a consent agreement which proposes an 18-month suspension because an officer used her cell phone to record conversations of fellow police officers without their knowledge and while she was out of the room. This occurred in a common area in the police radio dispatch center in a police building. The respondent, Ms. Morris, is a former police officer with the Avondale Police Department. She resigned in lieu of termination effective August 16, 2021. Ms. Morris is not represented by counsel, and she was unable to attend today. Just a little bit of the background and a highlight is on or about August 21, 2020, Ms. Morris was on light duty and temporarily assigned to the radio room dispatch center at the Avondale Police Department. When she left her cell phone in the dispatch room and left the room and recorded dispatchers without their knowledge. The parties agree that Ms. Morris's actions are in violation of post rules, specifically Rule 109, A8, and A12. The parties propose that the board impose an 18-month suspension with the dates indicated in the consent agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Brachtel. Questions, comments? Not, I entertain a motion.
Make a motion to reject the consent agreement and request permanent disqualification.
Do we have to have two motions on that, Monique? Don't we?
No, it can be done in one. So you're rejecting the consent and then revoking certification? Is that the?
That's the motion.
May I interject, if I can?
Sure.
That so this is a proposal on for this. I think historically the board, if it wants to reject a consent agreement, yes. And it can certainly suggest a modification. and then the respondent has 10 days to accept it or not. And so this case is not a final action case. I haven't gotten this in front of a judge yet for the actual findings of fact and conclusions of law. So I believe, and I'll defer to the IA, that that you reject the consent agreement with the stated proposal that she relinquish her certification, and I will certainly take that back, but I'll leave it to the IA.
Yes, Ms. Racker, you are correct. I was with one head on the agenda. Sorry about that. So, yes, it would be reject and then a counter proposal for relinquishment.
Relinquishment.
Carl, you want to?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just make a motion to reject the consent agreement.
Thank you, Carl. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chief. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, signify by saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brackdell. Next case, 2021-202. Mr. Caldwell, good afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Billy Caldwell, Winter Compliance Specialist. This is the final action case for Pablo Unipicio. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. He's formerly with the Salt River Police Department. On March 16, 2022, the board initiated proceedings against Mr. Unipicio for denial of peace officer certification. Complaint notices were sent to his address via regular and certified mail. The one sent by certified mail was signed for on March 24, 2022, and the one sent by regular mail was not returned to AZ Post. To date, neither Unipicio nor anyone representing him contacted Arizona Post or requested a hearing. To briefly summarize this case, on October 1st, 2021, Eloy PD officers met with Unipicio's girlfriend, who reported she was in an abusive relationship with him. Officers noted bruising on her arms, both of her arms and her chest, and they described the female as being visibly upset and distraught. She reported that during an argument on September 23rd, Unipicio struck her in the face, chest, and legs with his fists. She also stated he physically assaulted her on both September 27th and September 28th, 2021. The two previously worked together at a correctional facility, and she said she frequently called out from work due to his abusive behavior. During an interview, Unipicio denied assaulting his girlfriend, but did admit the two had been arguing. He was arrested and charged with domestic violence-related disorderly conduct and assault. The criminal case is still pending in, or ongoing rather, in Eloy Municipal Court. Salt River PD terminated Unipicio, and no internal investigation was conducted. Based upon the facts of this case, staff recommends that the board permanently deny Unipicio's peace officer certification, and I'd be glad to answer any questions the board members might have.
Thank you, Mr. Caldwell. Any questions, comments?
Question. There's no internal investigation done on this case?
No, sir. That's fairly typical for some agencies where an officer or deputy is on a probationary status. They'll just release them without any internal.
And yet, and there's no adjudication on the case either.
There has not been, no, sir. In fact, I just checked the judicial branch website. He was arraigned in court, and he had some upcoming hearings, I think, the 13th of this month. But there, obviously, there's been no adjudication yet of the case.
What are we hearing this case based upon?
The criminal charges that were brought against him for domestic
violence. But with no adjudication.
Sir.
But with no adjudication.
No adjudication, yes, sir.
Would we recommend a table until we at least get through the courts?
Yeah, make sure.
You can table it.
Yeah, make a motion to hear this case until after it's adjudicated.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Chief, for a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Caldwell.
I'm recusing myself from this case.
Make a record neck on next case. Sandy Hill Colonel's recuse himself. Case 2020-110. Ms. Heckel, good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Arlene Heckel, one of your compliance specialists. This is a final action case for former Trooper Wiley, who worked for Arizona Department of Public Safety. I will briefly summarize this case. Trooper Wiley worked for Department of Public Safety from November of 2016 to June of 2020. On April 15, 2020, a defense attorney contacted the Maricopa County Attorney's Office to report possible misconduct by Trooper Wiley, who had arrested her client, Katrina. She was involved in a DUI and a collision. Katrina reported to her attorney that she believed Trooper Wiley was hitting on her the night of the accident and then tried to contact her on social media about a week later. DPS Internal Affairs contacted Katrina for the investigation, but she refused to be interviewed or talk to them. On April 17, 2020, Trooper Wiley was interviewed by investigators. He remembered the accident that Katrina was involved in, but stated the conversation he had with her was only to build rapport and nothing was inappropriate or flirtatious. He denied intentionally contacting her on social media and added that he had never contacted someone on social media after a law enforcement contact. During a second interview on that same day, Trooper Wiley remembered he had had people contact him on social media after a law enforcement contact. He gave the example of a woman, Matea, who he had arrested on a DUI accident in January. He had contacted her at the hospital and left a business card for her. He said his business card does not have any social media information, but somehow she contacted him on his social media account several days later. He admitted he met her for lunch and she went with him to a tattoo shop, but there was no further contact or relationship. On April 23, 2020, Matea was interviewed by Internal Affairs. She advised that after the accident, Trooper Wiley was at the hospital and asked for her Snapchat information, so she gave it to him. She advised he contacted her on social media, which initiated a dating relationship. This was a consensual relationship that included sexual activity and lasted about 1 month. She did not think Trooper Wiley did anything inappropriate. On May 6, 2020, Trooper Wiley was interviewed for the third time and admitted he had seen Matea several times and had taken her to his apartment several times. He still denied a sexual relationship with her. He said he did not intentionally lie about this relationship. He just didn't remember the details during the prior interview. DPS sustained allegations of dishonesty and conduct adverse to the department. Trooper Wiley resigned from DPS on June 10, 2020. The board voted to initiate proceedings on former Trooper Wiley's certification on March 16, 2022. Proposed policy complaint notices were sent to former Trooper Wiley's address of record. The letter sent by regular mail was not returned to Arizona Post. The letter sent by certified mail was delivered to him on March 24, 2022. To date, neither former Trooper Wiley or anyone representing him has requested a hearing or contacted Arizona Post staff. Based on the facts of this case, staff recommends the board revoke certification. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Heckel. Questions, comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to accept the findings of facts and conclusions of law and revoke Mr. Wiley's peace officer certification.
Thank you, Director. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, signal saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to new cases. Agenda I. First case will be 2022-062. Blanco, good afternoon. The floor is yours.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Michelle Blanco, one of your compliance specialists. This case involves former Gila River Police Department police recruit Makisha Armenta. Recruit Armenta applied at Gila River Police Department on October 23, 2021. She completed her Gila River background packet on the same date and listed no cocaine usage. Recruit Armenta completed her background interview with Gila River background Detective Griffin on November 1st, 2021. She did not disclose that she used cocaine or that she previously applied with the Phoenix Police Department. On November 18, 2021, Recruit Armenta completed a polygraph questionnaire and did not list any cocaine usage. On that same date, she completed and passed her pre-employment polygraph examination and again did not disclose any cocaine usage. The Gila River Police Department completed her background investigation and appointed Recruit Armenta on March 9, 2022. On March 14, 2022, while completing her AZ Post new hire audit, this compliance specialist discovered that Recruit Armenta changed her cocaine usage from 0 to 3 times on August 22, 2021 on her online AZ Post personal history form. Then again, on August 23, 2021, Recruit Armenta changed her cocaine usage back to zero on her online AZ Post personal history form. On the same date, Recruit Armenta also removed comments about her cocaine usage, such as that she last used cocaine on January 1st, 2017. She used it for experimental purposes by snorting it, and she stopped using it because she did not like it. Detective Griffith confronted Recruit Armenta on March 16, 2022, while with these discrepancies. She admitted to intentionally removing the cocaine usage from her applications because she thought it would hurt her chances of becoming a police officer. Recruit Armenta also admitted that she intentionally failed to disclose she applied with the Phoenix Police Department because she knew she was disqualified from their hiring process and believed it was due to her cocaine usage. The Goodyear Police Department reported to this compliance specialist that Recruit Armenta applied with their agency in October of 2021 for the position of police officer recruit. She withdrew her application around November or December 2021. Recruit Armenta answered no to all drug use questions on their employment application. The Gila River Police Department disqualified Recruit Armenta from their process for providing misleading information during her hiring process and terminated her on April 4th of 2022. Based on these facts of the case, staff recommends the board initiate proceedings, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you, Ms. Blanco. Questions, comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to initiate proceedings to deny peace officer certification, Ms. Armenta.
Thank you, Colonel. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, signify by saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2022-073. Ms. Blanco, back to you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Michelle Blanco again. This case involves former Oro Valley Police Department Officer Jose Sanchez, Jr. On March 24th, 2022, Officer Sanchez was scheduled to attend advanced officer training at 0800 hours, where he would shoot his annual handgun qualification course. Officer Sanchez did not arrive on time for AOT. Officer Sanchez's direct supervisor, Sergeant Peterson, called Officer Sanchez three times to check to see why he was not at AOT. Officer Sanchez did not answer Sergeant Peterson's three phone calls. At approximately 09400 hours, Officer Sanchez returned Sergeant Peterson's phone call. Officer Sanchez told Sergeant Peterson that he goes to training next month. Sergeant Peterson asked why he was not in attendance at training, and Officer Sanchez stated he spoke to firearms instructor Sergeant Koretsky and training coordinator Officer Kleinberg, and he was told he did not need to go to training because he did not have a rifle. Sergeant Peterson spoke to Sergeant Horetsky and Officer Kleinberg, who were at training on March 24th, and they both denied telling Officer Sanchez he did not have to attend training. Prior to the March 24th AOT training, there were notifications posted on SharePoint, reminder emails sent to all police personnel, and squad discussions of AOT location, dates, and times. On March 25th, 2022, Sergeant Peterson spoke to Officer Sanchez in the parking lot of the police station to clarify when the conversation with Sergeant Horetsky and Officer Kleinberg actually took place. Officer Sanchez said the conversation did not take place and that it was a misunderstanding. On March 29, 2022, Officer Sanchez was served with a notice of investigation and his internal affairs interview was scheduled for April 1st of 2022. On March 31st, 2022, Officer Sanchez resigned. Internal affairs investigators sustained various policy violations against Officer Sanchez to include dishonesty, and Sergeant Peterson recommend termination had Officer Sanchez not resigned. Based on these facts of the case, staff recommends the board initiate proceedings. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Ms. Blanco. Questions, comments? Not, I entertain a motion.
Jamie Kelly, I move to initiate proceedings against Mr. Sanchez's peace officer certification.
Thank you, Jamie. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, say aye, saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say aye, saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, for the record, Colonel has recused himself. Mr. Johnson, you recused. Do we have still
yes,
have a quorum? The record. We still have a quorum.
Yes.
Okay. Next case is going to be 2019. Mr. Bradshaw, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Richard Bradshaw, one of your compliance specialists. This case involves former Trooper Tremaine Jackson. Between October 30th, 2018 and March 17th, 2019, Trooper Jackson of the Arizona Department of Public Safety used his authority as an on-duty uniformed trooper to commit the following felonies: kidnapping, solicitation on unlawful sexual conduct, sexual abuse, unlawful imprisonment, forgery of a written instrument, and fraudulent schemes and bribery. On May 2019, a complaint was received by the Arizona Department of Public Safety alleging Trooper Tremaine Jackson executed a traffic stop against Ms. J.R. for using her telephone while operating the motor vehicle. Ms. J.R., a Hispanic female, alleged that Trooper Jackson took possession of her driver's license, spent about 15 to 20 minutes issuing her a warning, and maintained possession of her license for another 20 to 30 minutes while he spoke to her in a manner she believed to be inappropriate, i.e. saying Hispanic women are crazy, and referred to her multiple times as a busty green-eyed Latina. Arizona DPS initiated an investigation on June 11, 2019. A second plaintiff came forward alleging misconduct by Trooper Jackson. The second complaint involved a traffic stop on Ms. CC on December 15, 2018 for an unsafe lane change. Ms. CC alleged that she was directed off the freeway and accused of being too intoxicated to drive. The traffic stop allegedly concluded with Trooper Jackson allowing Ms. CC to drive away after he had forced her hand onto the crotch area over his trousers. Both criminal and internal investigations followed, and after being given a notice of investigation, Trooper Jackson was interviewed by internal investigators on September 10, 2019. During the interview, Trooper Jackson denied having any physical contact with the women, but did admit to obtaining the personal contact information in hopes of future contact. Their criminal investigation developed four additional women who came forward with similar allegations on September 19, 2019. A grand jury issued an indictment of Trooper Jackson for 23 felony charges against the six victims. The investigation also showed that Trooper Jackson regularly did not follow agency policy to document his traffic stops and locations via his MDC and their CAT system. He also generated warnings which included false information, false times, false locations, false violations, with no legal violation of law to conduct a traffic stop. Some of these violations occurred while he was working Governor's Office of Highway Safety Impaired Driver Task Force and while collecting compensation at time and a half rate. The criminal trial is still pending, awaiting a court date. Trooper Jackson was terminated by the Arizona Department of Public Safety in September of 2019. Arizona staff has researched similar fact-based circumstances in cases and recommends to the board that you initiate proceedings on former Trooper Jackson. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Bradshaw. Any comments, questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to initiate proceedings against Mr. Jackson's peace officer certification.
Thank you, Director. Do I hear a second?
Jamie Kelly.
Thank you, Jamie. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify saying aye.
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 Chair,
anybody opposed? Signify saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2022-065. Mr. Bradshaw, back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Again, Rich Bradshaw, one of your compliance specialists. This case involves former Gilbert police officer Mary Rollins. On July 24, 2021, Officer Rollins was untruthful to a supervisor regarding damage that she caused to her patrol vehicle on July 16, 2021. On July 16, 2021, Officer Rollins was operating a Gilbert police patrol vehicle while attempting to pull up to another officer's vehicle. She made contact that caused damage to both vehicles. Officer Rollins failed to immediately notify her supervisor as required by policy, and the damage went unreported. Officer Rollins continued her shift and did not report the accident to her supervisor. She continued to answer calls for service, but at some point admitted to getting out and observing the damage to her vehicle. Officer Rollins ended her shift by gassing up her vehicle and doing paperwork in a substation for the last 3 hours of her shift. On July 17th, Officer Rollins reported for work and failed to do a pre-shift vehicle inspection on the same assigned vehicle as required by Gilbert PD policy. She worked a complete shift and again failed to report the accident and damage to both vehicles. On July 20th, 2021, another Gilbert officer conducted a pre-shift vehicle inspection on the same vehicle and observed the damage that he believed was new and was not there when he last drove the vehicle. He then contacted a supervisor and reported that damage. Sergeant Dufresne then contacted Gilbert PD dispatch and found that during the same time frame between July 13th and July 20th, Officer Rollins and Officer Standiford had driven that same vehicle. Sergeant Dufresne first contacted Officer Standiford and described the damage to the vehicle. He asked the officer if he potentially sideswiped something or someone had sideswiped his vehicle while on a call for service. Officer Standiford said he was not aware of any damage, and if that had happened, he would have notified his supervisor. On July 24, 2021, Sergeant DeFrance contacted Officer Rollins at the Santan substation. This was a double squad day, and it was the first time that the sergeant had the opportunity to meet up with Officer Rollins. Sergeant Friends made her aware of the damage, described the damage to the vehicle, and asked Officer Rollins if she had sideswiped anything, and she immediately said no and did not recall that happening. Sergeant DeFrance asked if it was possible that someone had sideswiped her vehicle while on a call for service, and she again said no. Officer Rollins said that the only thing that she knows about the vehicle is past electrical issues that she has downed the vehicle for. On July 27th, Officer Rollins was on her weekend and at her residence while walking past her wife's vehicle, saw some damage that had previously occurred. She then remembered her administrative interview with Sergeant Dufresne. She claims that a light bulb went on and about him asking to the damage to the vehicle. On July 28th, Officer Rollins' first day back from her weekend, she contacted her supervisor, Sergeant Curtis, and asked to meet with him. She told Sergeant Curtis that Sergeant DeFrance had previously contacted her about the damage, and she told him that she did not remember damaging the vehicle and that the only problem with the vehicle was electrical issues. Sergeant Curtis asked about the accident, and she said she was going to tell him on their shift, but she got busy and forgot. Gilbert Police Internal Affairs conducted an administrative interview on Officer Rollins, which included Garrity admonishment. Officer Rollins had previously been provided a USB thumb drive that included audio recordings and interviews along with GPS data. Officer Rollins advised that she did not look at it and did not want to. Officer Rollins confirmed that she was driving the vehicle when the accident occurred and did not immediately report it to her supervisor and admitted that she had not told Sergeant DeFrance when he contacted her about the accident over the phone. When she spoke with Sergeant DeFrance, she could only remember that she downed the vehicle for electrical issues. Gilbert PDIA conducted a check of Sergeant DeFrance and Officer Rollins' department cell phones for call logs. The logs did not show any calls occurred between Sergeant DeFrance and Officer Rollins, which disputes Officer Rollins' recollection that Sergeant DeFrance had called her during the shift and that the interview had not been in person. Gilbert PD sustained 3 department violations to include failure to participate or giving false misleading statements or misrepresenting or omitting material information to a supervisor in the position of authority. In connection with this investigation, Officer Rollins resigned before Gilbert PD IA investigation was complete, but the recommendation would have been dismissal directly attributed to the allegation above. Based on the facts of this case, staff recommends that the board initiate proceedings, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to initiate proceedings against Ms. Rollins' peace officer certification.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chief. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? All opposed, signify by saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Bradshaw. Next case, 2021-173. Mr. Caldwell. Good afternoon.
Again. Chairman, members of the board. Billy Caldwell, I'm your compliance specialist again. First case I have for you today is regarding Jeremy Candiotti. In the summer of 2021, Mr. Candiotti was in the hiring process with the Florence Police Department. He submitted an AZ Post personal history form, as well as a questionnaire that listed only two police contacts and three traffic citations during his life. On August 13, 2021, Candiotti underwent a polygraph examination and gave the examiner essentially the same information regarding these police contacts and citations. Florence appointed Candiotti to AZ Post, but before the new hire audit could be completed, investigators received records from various agencies in Illinois where Candiotti used to live. Those records revealed multiple police contacts he had not previously divulged, including eight traffic citations and three incidents where he faced criminal charges, including resisting arrest, battery, and illegal possession of alcohol. Florence PD questioned Candiotti about an incident from 2005 where he was charged with trespassing in a vehicle, driving without a license, and leaving the scene of an accident. Candiotti had not previously disclosed this incident, and his version of events was contradicted by information in the police report. Florence PD noted serious discrepancies between what Candiotti revealed to them and what they learned after receiving his local records, so they terminated his employment with the agency and reported possible misconduct to AZ Post. Based upon the facts of this case, staff recommends that the board initiate proceedings for denial of certification, and I'd be glad to answer any questions that the board members might have.
Thank you, Mr. Caldwell. Any questions, comments? Not, I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to initiate proceedings to deny peace officer certification to Mr. Candiotti.
Thank you, sir. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Colonel. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2021-190. Mr. Caldwell, back to you.
I'm going to recuse myself.
For the record, the Colonel recused.
This case involving Joshua Grover. On July 21st, 2021, a child called the Pinal County Sheriff's Office and reported her father, Joshua Grover, was, quote, hitting, unquote, and punching her mother. Deputies responded and met with Grover. He stated he had been in a heated argument with his wife, but declined to provide further information. Grover's wife told deputies they were arguing, and she could not recall the exact course of events. She did say that Grover blocked her path when she tried to leave, that he pushed her, got on top of her, and pushed her off of the bed, so she slapped him several times. Grover's wife declined to let deputies inside the house and would not allow them to speak to the child who originally called 911. Grover was arrested by deputies and charged with domestic violence-related disorderly conduct. That charge was later dismissed without prejudice by the Pinal County Attorney's Office. Grover was formerly with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and the Salt River Police Department, but at the time of this incident, his certification was inactive, and he was in the hiring process with the Central Arizona College Police Department. He notified Central Arizona College PD and sent a written statement regarding the incident to his background investigator. He wrote that his wife slapped him during a verbal argument. He responded by pushing her away, and she fell on the bed. When his daughter heard the commotion, she called 911. He added that neither he nor his wife suffered any injuries and that he cooperated with responding deputies. Based upon the facts of this case, staff recommends that the board initiate proceedings, and I'd be glad to answer any questions that y'all might have.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, comments? Not, I entertain a motion.
Jamie Kelly. I move to initiate proceedings against Mr. Grover's peace officer certification.
Thank you, Jamie. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Matt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2022-022. Ms. Nichols.
022.
Is that what it is? Yeah, 022. I got you. Am I out of order?
Mr. Chairman, that number is 011. Sorry, wrong number.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So 2022-011, Ms. Darcy.
Just trying to keep you on your toes, Darcy.
It worked. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Darcy Nichols, one of your compliance specialists. I'll be presenting this case on behalf of Mike Dalton, who's unavailable today. Albert Ayumata was a sheriff's auxiliary volunteer with the Pima County Sheriff's Department until May 21st, 2021. He stepped down at that time to attend the Southern Arizona Law Enforcement Training Center as a Tucson Police Department recruit. Officer Ayumata stepped down because he was aware that the Pima County Sheriff's Department policy prohibited active officers or those in training from volunteering. On June 28, 2021, Officer Ayumata requested reinstatement to the volunteer program, stating that his academy class had been postponed. He completed an employment application in order to be reinstated and omitted his City of Tucson current employment. During the reinstatement process, he told the auxiliary coordinator that the academy start date had been pushed back. Officer Ayumata was reinstated as a volunteer and began performing volunteer functions in July of 2021. On September 30th, 2021, Officer Ayumata attended an event where he interacted with the Pima County Sheriff's Department, Sergeant Bernstein. During our conversation, he stated that there had been no update to his academy class start date, but that it would be sometime in October of 2021 or later. On November 17, 2021, the Pima County Sheriff's Department became aware of a social media post featuring Officer Ayumata as a new police officer who recently completed the academy for the Tucson Police Department. It was confirmed that he entered the academy as a Tucson Police Department recruit on May 24, 2021 and graduated November 18, 2021. While employed as a police recruit, Officer Ayumata worked 511 hours as a Pima County Sheriff's Auxiliary volunteer. An administrative investigation was initiated. Post-NOI, Officer Ayumata said he asked to be reinstated to his volunteer position because he enjoyed the work and he missed it. He acknowledged awareness of the policy prohibiting him from holding both jobs, and he admitted that he told the Pima County Sheriff's Department Sergeant Bernstein that his academy class had been postponed, when in fact it had not. In addition to responding as a volunteer while in the academy, he also responded as a volunteer on two occasions while he was a certified officer. The Tucson Police Department sustained allegations of untruthfulness and failure to meet standards. Officer Ayumata resigned from the Tucson Police Department on January 4, 2022. Based on the facts of this case, staff recommends the board initiate proceedings, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you, Ms. Nichols. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to initiate proceedings against Mr. Ayumata's peace officer certification.
Thank you, Colonel. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chief. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next case, 2022-085. Ms. Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Darcy Nichols, your compliance specialist. This case I'm also presenting on behalf of Mike Dalton. On December 8th, 2021, Officer Rubio's minor son, Junior, disclosed to his elementary school staff that his father had assaulted him on the ride to school that morning. Junior relayed that his father had slapped him in the face and knocked his knuckles on his head as if he was knocking on a door. Junior also described an incident that occurred on December 7th, 2021, where Officer Rubio slapped him in the face hard enough to cause him to fall to the floor. And while on the floor, Officer Rubio kicked Junior in the buttocks twice. Police responded to the school to conduct an investigation, and DCS was also involved. On December 9th, 2021, Junior disclosed an additional assault that took place that morning. He told school staff that Officer Rubio struck him in the head multiple times and then threw him to the ground. Junior had no visible injuries but complained of pain near his right temple. A forensic interview and a medical exam were conducted. Medical staff concluded Junior's injuries were consistent with his disclosure. Officer Rubio's employment was terminated due to a previous unrelated misconduct case.
Therefore, no internal investigation was conducted by the Phoenix Police Department. Officer Rubio declined to participate in the criminal investigation. Officer Rubio is pending 3 counts of child abuse, domestic violence in the Maricopa County Superior Court. His initial appearance is scheduled for later this month. Based on the facts of this case, staff recommends the board initiate proceedings. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to initiate proceedings against Mr. Rubio's peace officer certification.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Do I hear a second?
Jamie Kelly, second.
Thank you, Jamie. Further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Nichols. Next case, 2021-220. Ms. Haas. Good afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Kathy Haas, one of your compliance specialists. On June 23rd, 2021, Paul Lee, formerly with the Tucson Police Department, responded as a backup officer to a robbery call where he took photos of the evidence, however, did not write a supplemental report detailing his involvement or submit the photos as evidence until July 1st, 2021, when the sergeant told him to complete both of those. He also failed to notify anyone of his unauthorized involvement with a robbery suspect named Amanda. He spoke to Amanda at the scene prior to offering to take her to get something to eat, to which she agreed. Officer Lee transported Amanda in the front seat of his marked patrol car while he was still in uniform to a Jack in the Box where he bought food for both of them, and they sat in the restaurant to eat. During their conversation, he talked to Amanda about previous jobs he had prior to TPD. However, his body-worn camera battery ran low and stopped recording. It is unknown when Lee, Officer Lee, and Amanda parted ways. He logged off his patrol laptop 3 hours and 12 minutes after the end of his shift, which was scheduled at 0700 hours. During his Office of Professional Standards interview, he disclosed other information which had not been disclosed during his hiring process or had contradicted information from statements to Professional Standards and what he answered during his hiring process. Both Captain Carlson and Sergeant Erdman in the hiring unit advised Professional Standards that Officer Lee disclosed all this new information that had Officer Lee disclosed all this new information during his hiring process, he would have been disqualified from the process. Professional Standards sustained several policy and procedure violations, as well as untruthfulness. Officer Lee resigned prior to being served with a notice of intent to terminate. Based on the facts of this case, staff recommends the board initiate proceedings. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Not, I entertain a motion.
I move to initiate proceedings against Mr. Lee's peace officer certification.
Thank you, sir. Do we hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Colonel. Further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Recusal.
Next case, for the record, Colonel's recused himself. Case 2022-056. Ms. Heckel, back to you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Arlene Heckel, one of your compliance specialists. Trooper Spotter worked for the Arizona Department of Public Safety from April 2021 to February of 2022. Trooper Spotter graduated from the Police Academy in November of 2021 and began his field training program. He began his third phase of field training with his FTO, Trooper Stockton. Trooper Stockton realized that Trooper Slaughter was having trouble reading letters and numbers on license plates. Trooper Stockton notified Captain Sharp about the vision issues. Captain Sharp met with both of them and directed Trooper Slaughter to see an eye doctor on his upcoming days off, which would have been December 19th through the 21st of 2021. On December 22nd, 2021, Trooper Slaughter advised Trooper Stockton that he had gone to the eye doctor and had his contact prescription updated. Trooper Stockton then relayed that information to Captain Sharp. During Captain Sharp's meeting with Trooper Stockton and Trooper Slaughter about his progression in the FTO program, Trooper Slaughter again advised that he had gotten a new prescription from his eye doctor and that he believed it was helping. On February 5th, 2022, Trooper Slaughter began an extended phase of his FTO program with Trooper Sipes. Trooper Sipes noticed Trooper Slaughter was again having difficulty reading letters and numbers on license plates, and he instructed Trooper Slaughter to go to an eye doctor over his days off, which would have been February 6th through the 8th of 2022. Trooper Sipes was unaware of the previous order for him to go to an eye doctor. On February 9th, 2022, Trooper Slaughter told Trooper Sipes that he had not gone to the eye doctor, but he did call for new contacts. He also advised he had not been to the eye doctor since prior to the police academy. He admitted he did not go to the eye doctor when told to by Captain Sharp. On February 15, 2022, Trooper Slaughter was interviewed by internal affairs investigators. Trooper Slaughter advised at that time that he did not go to the eye doctor when he was told to, and he had lied to Trooper Stockton and Captain Sharp when he told them he had. Trooper Slaughter resigned from the department that day. DPS internal affairs sustained an allegation of dishonesty. Based on the facts of this case, staff recommends the board initiate proceedings, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? If not, entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to initiate proceedings against Mr. Slaughter's peace officer certification.
Thank you, Chief. Do I hear a second?
Jamie Kelly, second.
Thank you, Jamie. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 3 hours. Wow. Okay. Director, future agenda items.
Nothing for me, sir, but as always, happy to look into anything the board likes.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Thank you, staff, as always. Appreciate all your hard work. Any final comments from membership? If not, I'll take a motion. I know it's not needed, but I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll be safe. We'll see you next month.